Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I've been doing something a little different with you for a few meetings. Instead of just doing like a teaching, I've been kind of doing some meditating on words like Psalm 91. And then we did something else recently, along with talking about the keys to the kingdom. And tonight, this is not exactly a teaching. It's not exactly a preaching. But I just want to feed you something. Just want to give you something that I believe that is going to help you right now. I actually dreamed this whole thing before I woke up this morning. And I was not going to go this way, but when you dream you're preaching something, might be a good sign you need to go that way. Amen. So this is a lot of scriptures. Probably what you'll want to do, Virginia has them all, they'll come up on the screen, but what you'll probably want to do is just write them down and think about what I'm about to tell you. Amen. Okay? And then we'll pray some more after we finish the word. This is Genesis 1:27. You know it really well. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. That's male and female. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now, here's Genesis 2:8. The Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. It looked pretty, and it tasted good. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and a river ran through it. Praise the Lord. Now, my question to you, I would say that this is provision, prosperity, and favor. Amen. Would you? Yes. This is all good stuff that God did for man in the beginning. And then in Genesis 9:1, God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Remember, he provided an ark for them and all of the animals. And so I would say this is provision, prosperity, and favor. We also see that in Genesis 12:1, this is one you're really familiar with, aren't you? You know it? Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. Yeah, you know that one. And from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. The real says, those that won't bless you will curse themselves. That's what it says. They'll bring a curse on themselves. And all the families of the earth are going to be blessed through you. I would say that that is provision, prosperity, and favor. Would you? And then we see Isaac. That's Abraham's son. Genesis 26:12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. Whoop, whoop. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Once again, I would say to you, this is provision, prosperity, and favor. Would you? Yes. Then there's Jacob. What about Jacob? Genesis 30:43 says, and the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle, maidservants, men servants, and camels and asses. Praise the Lord. I would say that's prosperity. I would say that's provision. I would say that's favor. Would you? All right, you're getting in the rhythm now here, see. Now, we all know about Joseph. Amen. We know that Joseph saved the whole world in a famine. I'd say there was something on Joseph. I'd say it was provision, prosperity, and favor. Would you? Amen. Exodus 12:35. Now, the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, And they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. I would say that's provision, prosperity, and favor. Would you? Amen. Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. I would say that's provision and prosperity and favor. Would you? Joshua 1:2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving you, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, provision, prosperity, and favor. Do you agree? How about Ruth? Now, Ruth, she went in there just gleaning in the fields and ended up owning that field, and she got her husband too. Glory to God. I'd say that that's provision, that's prosperity, and that's favor. Amen. God provided Hannah with Samuel. She was barren. But here we see that she had a child, and that child became a prophet. I would say that's prosperity, that's provision, and that is favor. Amen. If you look in the book of Kings, when Saul was a good guy, if you remember over in chapter 10, it said when he was anointed that all these great things came upon him. We see that he found favor. We see that he made increase as he moved forward. Remember, he was getting prophesied over. You'll go forth. People will come and give you bread and milk. The donkeys that you lost have been found. And then you're going to go down here. You're going to meet a bunch of prophets, and you'll start prophesying with them. And occasion will serve you. And then it says you will turn into a different man. Now, I would say that's prosperity. That's provision, and that's favor. Amen. Would you say so? Yeah. Amen. And then King David. What can we say about King David? Would you say that he had provision? Would you say that he had prosperity? Would you say that he was favored? Yeah. Amen. And then he had a son. And what was his name? His name was Solomon. And what can we say about Solomon? Provision, prosperity, and favor. Amen. And then let's go on into Kings there. Can you tell I'm going through all the books of the Bible, skipping just a few? And then see the four lepers. Remember those four lepers are out there standing on the thing going, well, we haven't eaten in a long time. And then the prophet comes in there and says, by this time tomorrow, there's going to be all sorts of food, all sorts of goods. Everything's going to turn around. The famine's going to be over. Everybody agreed except one guy, the guard, the captain guard. Okay. And we all know what happened. They went walking down the road, I'm sure. They're walking down the road, you know, in their little hurt bodies. They go out there, and the Syrian God makes a noise, and the Syrian army runs away, and they're sitting in Walmart all by themselves. Yeah, I mean, they're going up and down the aisles. They probably opened 15 boxes of Oreos. I mean, they're going for it. Trying on all the shoes. They got all the jewelry on, looking around, you know. I mean, and then they say, oh, this isn't good. We better go get it to the other guys. Amen. I would say that that was provision, prosperity, and favor. Amen. And then since we're hanging around in the book of Kings, how about that woman with the cakes? She went to cooking for the prophet. She was cooking for the man of God. Changed everything in their life. They had provision, they had prosperity, and they had favor. And then there was another widow. And what about the oil? And she ended up having an oil company. Amen. So that's provision, that's prosperity, and that's favor. Amen. You're going to dream about those words tonight. Praise the Lord. So, the Psalms say that our cups run over. The Psalms say, that particular one that you know, 23, actually says that God prepares a table before you and the enemy has to watch you eat it. I would say that that is provision, prosperity, and favor. It all belongs to you. This is all about you. Amen. God does this. And, you know, 103 says that we have benefits. Our life is redeemed from the pit. We've gone just like Joseph from the pit to the palace. That's where we live now. We live at the throne. We live in the kingdom of God. Well, you know, Pastor, it sure doesn't feel like it today. Well, I'm trying to feed you provision, prosperity, and favor right now. So just take a big bite and swallow it real hard and get over the last few days and go ahead and eat and go ahead and get happy, because it's a good day. Aren't you glad you aren't somewhere where they're giving you a sad sermon today about how horrible everything's are? When this is really the truth right here, that God will provide for you, He will prosper you, and He will show you favor. It is a covenant promise, a covenant promise. If you've ever focused on anything, now is the time to focus on your covenant with God. And all of these people that I just spoke to you about, they're in covenant with God. Amen. Okay, so we left off with the Psalms. Now, praise the Lord. When you get over to Proverbs 10:22, you could probably quote that one. The blessing of the Lord, what? Makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. It's not sorrowful. It's good. That's provision. That's prosperity. That's favor. You're wearing this anointing to prosper. It's your, don't turn it off. You're wearing it. It's beaming right now. And you don't have to toil. I wonder if we're going to make it. I don't know how we're going to do it. No? Praise the Lord. Well, what about Job? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Because Job was very, very wealthy and a friend of God. And he got in a little trouble because he got into that toiling we just talked about. He got into fearing about what was going on with his kids. And so he got out from under that hedge. And when he did, for 9 months, he had hell on earth. But then he prayed for his friends. And then what happened to him? He increased more and more and had more than he had ever had. He didn't go right back to where he was. He wasn't just restored. He went way over where he was restored. Because that's how my God is. His cup ran over. Amen. You know, I mean, you got to get the picture of how God is. I want you to remember Abraham. Let's go back to Abraham for just a minute. Abraham believed God, did he? He believed God for Isaac. Now, he believed God for Isaac, but, you know, Sarah got into toiling, and so we had the Ishmael. But notice, he did produce. But what people don't think about is that once Sarah died, that old man married Keturah and had a bunch more kids. That's how God is. He's an overflow God. Amen. Y'all ought to get happy. Praise the Lord. Provision, prosperity, and favor. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. There's more scriptures about that. That is truly prosperity. That is provision, and that is favor. And it belongs to us. Daniel did pretty good, even in captivity. He actually was one of what we'd call one of the ancients that ended up, the Magi came out of him. And so he lived pretty good there. He had provision. He had prosperity. He had lots of favor. And then let's just go on over to the Gospels now, because you are thinking if I'm going to go through 66 books of the Bible, we might be here for a while. But let's go on over to the Gospels, and we'll just talk about them. Because, you know, Jesus grew up, and it said he found favor with God and man. And, you know, when he started out, when he was born to Mary, his what we call him, the earthly father, his stepfather, whatever you want to call him, Joseph, was a carpenter. That was not a bad trade at that time. If you think they were a little dusty in there and trying to make a little wooden camel or something, no, 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 no. They had a thriving business going. Not only that, but when Jesus was born, the Magi showed up and financed his trip and his life into Egypt. Now that's provision, that's prosperity, and that's favor. And then when you go on down, you know, a lot of people say Jesus didn't have a house, but I went there, and he had a house in Capernaum. It was over there by where Peter and them lived. And there's still ruins there and everything. He had his ministry. If you go and study it out, his ministry headquarters were in Capernaum. Okay? And so he had what he needed there. And then he had partners. He had partners like you're a partner with some of the ministries you're partners with. He had these partners, and a bunch of them followed him around. It's written in the scriptures. You don't have time to go there, but I think one of the partners' name was Susanna. And so, glory to God. And so I would say that that's... Now you're catching on. Praise the Lord. So Jesus had all this going on for him. He had the prosperity, the provision, and the favor. And then he actually did his first miracle, which is a very interesting miracle, because he turned common water into rare wine. Now, how did I know it wasn't just wine, it was rare wine? Because the head of the wedding said this is the best he had tasted, that they saved the best for last. So here we have prosperity. Yeah. We have provision. Yeah. And we have favor. They pointed it out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know that he went about doing good. So there's provision. We know that he did miracles to feed thousands. That's prosperity. That's increase. He raised people from the dead, and he changed lives. That's favor. I think it was a big favor for that mama who was walking behind her son who had just passed away, and he stopped the funeral and raised the kid from the dead. I think it was great when he just had come to shore. There's Jairus saying, come on. And who got favor? The woman with the issue. She's stopping. Imagine Jairus right then. I like to put myself in the story. All right, Brother Copeland, put myself in the story. He's having to stand there and keep his mouth shut. You know he'd want to say, shut up, lady. We're trying to. But he didn't. He didn't. He waited for his favor. He waited for his prosperity. And he knew how to wait on the master. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Praise the Lord. So he moved forward in all this favor and all this goodness. And so also... one of the things when Jesus went to the cross, they gambled over his seamless garment. Now, you don't have a seamless garment if you don't have any money. And I'll tell you this, too. He had a treasurer who stole all the time, and it didn't seem to matter. The guy stole out of that thing. And it wasn't 52 cents in there. Amen. I know about 52 cents. When we had our clubhouse and we were little, my cousin Mike, he was a treasurer, and we were saving banana split money to go down to Old Bossy. Remember, sis? We were going to go to Old Bossy. There's five members. Joyce was the president. Debbie was the vice president. Jeannie was the secretary. Michael was the treasurer, and I was the member. We had a group, man. And that just while I'm off the subject, we're good here. We had the first zip line that ever existed. We had a mattress tied to a tree, the one we were going to hit when we came down. And we got a fan belt wheel. And we got way up into Uncle Cecil's tree, and we put us a cable, and we go boom and go down there and hit that thing. So don't tell me about zip lines. We had one when I was 5 years old. Praise the Lord. That's not a new thing. Amen. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But praise the Lord. But I mean, you know, when the banana split doesn't come very soon if someone's stealing out of the treasury. If I recall, I think Michael did that. He wasn't stealing, but he bought gum or something to pass out. I don't know, you know. Praise the Lord. But anyway, Judas was stealing out of that. He wanted the money. Jesus never went broke. I would say that's prosperity. Amen. Now, Jesus got tax money out of a fish. He sent Peter down there, and he got tax money out of a fish. I'd say that's prosperity. Which one of y'all? Well, maybe Hector. He would probably get the tax money out of the fish. That's pretty good prosperity. That's pretty good. You know, us anointed the fish. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. You know, Jesus did a lot of things like that. I mean, when he multiplied the fish, I mean, think about that. That's awesome. You know, that stuff still happens today, just like that. Amen. We had friends down in Laredo, and they had the sandwiches in the, remember that? We weren't there. They told us. They had the sandwiches in the little boxes, and then they had the Cokes. And there was a long line, and they went, whoo, Jesus, you better do something. And those two things never ran out till everybody ate.
Yep.
That kind of stuff still happens. Can I tell you, you're not going to run out?
Amen.
You're not going to run out. You're going to run over.
Right.
Just look at somebody and say, I'm not running out. I'm running over. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What about the book of Acts? Now, the book of Acts, evidently these people are doing well because they're selling property to help other people. So they did okay. And then Paul, when you look at his letters, people are giving to him. He always has what he needs to go wherever he needs to go. I would say that that's provision, that's prosperity, and that's favor. Amen. And then I just want to mention this verse to you. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers. So it's God's will, church, for you to do well. It's His will for you to have provision. Well, I don't have it. Well, I'm working on it for you. Eat this. You're going to have all the provision you need. You're just going to have to do something called believing. Well, you know, it's all about grace. Well, let me see. That scripture actually said this. It's by grace through faith. You're going to have to use your faith and receive the grace to have what you need. So people say things to me like, well, what? We don't have to do anything because of grace. I'm like, read the Bible. You got to believe. You got to say something. You got to feed yourself. Because none of that rest of that, you're not going to receive any grace. That's how you got saved. You believed in your heart, and you confessed with your mouth, and you got saved. Amen. That's the same way you're going to get everything else. That's the same way you're going to get provision, prosperity, and favor. Amen. Thank you. Even the people in the captivity could do well. And they eventually made it out. Was it Paul and Silas sitting there praising the Lord? They didn't bother to go, oh God, we got thrown in here. I can't believe the Lord let us get thrown in here. They just started praising the Lord. Those doors opened. They were free. Amen. Now, all of these things that we just talked about, the anointings that are on our lives, that's part of our prosperity, the blessing that's on us, all of the things that happened to all these patriarchs that we talked about, all these stories where everything, you know, they went through stuff, but it always turned around. When David had the Ziklag thing, he pursued, overtook, and recovered all. That's what we're doing right now. We're going to recover all and do even better. Amen. But all these people did good. 1 Timothy 4:15 says, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. You see that? Meditate on what I just told you. Meditate on it. God put someone, Eden means voluptuous garden. Abraham did great. God saved Noah. God did all that. God paid Peter's taxes. God will pay your taxes. God did this. God did that all through here. There's victory after victory after victory. Favor after favor after favor. It's all right here. Prosperity after prosperity. You can see the kind of God we have if you'll go look through the Bible. Amen. Church, whatever you think about, you are giving yourself to it. This is how people get caught up in too much grief. This is how people get caught up in a lie. This is how people get caught up in sickness. They think about things too much. Amen. And we've all been guilty. Many times, instead of meditate, people vegetate. I'll just move right along on that one. You got the message. But God called us to think. He called us to think with Him. If you'll think with Him, He'll show you the way. Now, Lord, I'm thinking about this. What do you think about it? And He'll start leading you through things. And you'll see the provision. You'll see the prosperity. You'll see the favor. If you start thinking about, well, look what you did for Abram. I have that same covenant. According to Galatians 3, I have that covenant. Focus on that. Yeah, but I don't know what's happened. I haven't gotten what I wanted yet. I just haven't gotten what I wanted. What's your focus on that you haven't gotten what you wanted? Because it'll perpetuate if you keep your focus on what you haven't gotten yet. Come on. You're going to have to think on what you have in the spirit realm. You're going to have to think, no, I have this. I got this. I got this. I got it. I took it. Have a cookie. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take the prosperity. Take what happened to Moses. Take what happened to all of those guys. Take what David's life was like. Lord, you love me like you love King David. I'm after your heart, Lord. Amen. You just think like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're going to think like him. Listen, where would we be today if we'd have started this out when we were the age of our kids? This is Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put a perverse lips far from you. This is big on today. This is big. See, perverse lips isn't you cussing somebody out. Perverse lips is when you're talking negative about what's going on with your life. And cussing people out. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go ahead and prosper? Are you going to go ahead and receive the provision? Are you just going to go ahead and say, yes, Lord, I'm taking it? I'm trying to. Now, you know what that tells me right there? You have desire instead of faith. Come on, it's okay to be right there. Just go ahead and be right there. Because now we're going to shift on over and we're going to pull you on into faith. So you just had some desire. I want it to happen. Let's move from desire to faith, because desire won't get you there. It's good, but you got to move on into some faith. And that's why I'm feeding you meditations of what God did for people, so that you can eat this and say, I'm a covenant person. If he did it for them, he'll do it for me. God, you said, you did it right here. You said that you wish above all things that I prosper. You said you wanted me to, so I'm going to prosper. And don't run out and try to just start a business. Give God your mornings. Give God something to work with. Then you can walk where God has worked. Man, in the old days, we got an idea. We just ran and opened a checking account and put our name on it. DBA. Well, how about just go ahead and pray these things into existence? Do that first. Lay out those tracks. Well, that isn't faith. It sure is. Sure is faith. You believe, you receive it, you confess it, and then you start thanking God for it once you believed it, and then you pray in the Spirit so that the path is opened up for all these things to happen. Praise God. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Hold on to your heart, monitor your mouth, watch what you watch, and think about your life. That's what that all means right there. And this is what he's telling us. This is what he's telling us. Look, we're overloaded with news today. I mean, it's coming out hourly. And we don't like the news we hear. But we also have this good news that is very much higher than the other news you're getting. It's way higher. And we will win. But you have to let this supersede all of those things. You know, there are, I'm just surprised sometimes at the folks who just don't even bother to find out the truth. They just immediately go, well, they just crater. They just, oh no, you know. But, you know, it's because good Christian people live in fear. And they follow lies. Am I right? Y'all are getting quiet, but I'm telling the truth. You're probably more blessed than you know because you've been fed a lot of truth because of the tribes you're in. Amen. And because you sought God. But I just preached the Bible to you. And God wants good for you. Now the question is, what does He want from you? He wants you to think with Him. He wants you to speak with Him. He wants good for you, certainly. But He also wants faith, obedience, awareness, order, honor, and love. And those are not hard. They're not hard because you're given the grace to do that. You do it by faith. You can actually live with order. I like the law and order thing they talk about. There are godly laws. It's not legalism. There are laws, and they work. I like order. I think it's a good thing. Amen. I like to be aware of what the Spirit's saying. I don't want to get over in one ditch. I want to go down the middle the best I can. And you can do that with awareness. And you can do it with obedience. I just had the Lord point His finger at me yesterday morning and said, you watch me. And I'm watching Him because it's real easy. Listen, church, we don't ever want to get over on just what we're passionate about when we're leading people. I'll give you an example. As far as the Constitution is concerned, I'm living with a bunch of people who love the Constitution. Okay? But the Constitution says all people are free to believe what they want to in America, or freedom of religion, all those things. So we can't just, with our Constitution, take our passion and try to pull everybody. Am I right? We want our freedom, but we need to make sure that we stay where we want freedom for everyone, even if we don't like it. And I'm not talking about that we start believing what other people believe, because I'm Bible. And there's things I'm never going to think are right. And I'm never going to go for that. But just because I don't like someone's behavior doesn't mean I have to hate them.
That is right.
And we have to go down that path. So you take your passion. You know, we're going to do the Constitution class here. Miss Joy's the leader of that, and she's going to present it again. And we're doing the Constitution class, and Ronnie is going to be doing a web page for that. I think that's still happening. What I was saying to Ronnie is, make sure you don't put your passion in it. You got to go straight down the line. You got to go straight down the line with this. It's people's choice, because we know what we're going to say. Yeah. And that's good. I respect what you want. And most of you want what I want. But we have to think clearly. You have to think with God about this. We're going to win people, not lose people.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not being milky toast.
No.
Okay? I'm not going, well, don't you, are you trying to bow out? No. I'll be happy to tell you what I believe. But when I'm preaching, I'm giving you the Word of God, but it'll be your choice whether you believe it or not. And it's the same with being an American. They all have their choice. And some of them have some cuckoo ideas, if you ask me. But I don't have to hate the people. Amen. So y'all see what I'm saying. Now, I'm just about to close here. We need to really be aware of what's going on and not just go with fake news. Either way. Because I've seen some people that are on what we would call our side saying stuff that's goofy. Amen. Can I just say goofy? You know. Okay. So we got to go that way. Now, this is what I want to close with. There is fake love. Fake love going around. It's just fake. You know what I'm talking about? Well, if we really loved everyone, everyone would get a trophy. You see where I'm going? Well, y'all that make so much money, you need to go ahead and spread that out. If you really loved, you wouldn't choose to do what you're doing. If you really loved, it's a persecution type thing that tries to make you feel guilty. If you really loved your fellow citizen, you would wear the mask, or you would not wear the mask, or whatever it is that's still the persecution, okay? You should get the jab, or you should not get the jab, whatever it is. Whatever you believe, we got to stop doing that to each other. It just needs to be clear. It's your choice. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, we do want to say, but don't be stupid. Try to find out the truth. And you can. But this fake love is this love of everyone should be equal. I heard a guy say on TV, nobody should own anything. Amen, Margaret. That is not Bible. Has nothing to do with Bible. I wish I could have knocked through the TV and said, then give me those Ray-Bans you have on. And give me your iPhone. Because you shouldn't own that. But see, that's the ridiculous, people think that's love. There's a false love. Sometimes love says no. Sometimes love corrects. Sometimes love is very forceful. Sometimes love will straighten people's string out. Sometimes love is you standing up for what you believe, so that everybody else can have to stop. When you challenge people, other people have to stop and think. Nothing wrong with saying what you believe, but you just need to make sure that we're not adding any fake love to it. I know that we have people who've been persecuted at the doctor's office. People have been persecuted out on the street. People have been persecuted today for what they believe. Well, that's nothing new for me. But I'm telling you, we can do this right and have success. Not with some kind of fake love. Because I'm going to tell you something. God loves everyone, but he doesn't accept all their trash. He doesn't accept my trash. We learned this a long time ago. I love you, but I don't accept your behavior. It always works. Why does God hate sin? Because it hurts us. That's it. It's not God trying to be a mean God, take away your fun. He simply hates it because it hurts you. So that's where his order comes in. That's where we follow what the Bible says. And I'm not going to change about that. And I know you aren't either. Well, I guess it would be okay. No? No? Not when it comes to Bible. Not when it comes to Constitution. It won't be okay. God made order. So watch out for that fake love, and I know you're smart enough to get that. I'll close with this. Don't be the gingerbread man. You know the gingerbread man? Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Remember that? She cooked him, she baked him in the oven, and then she put all the eyes and stuff on him, the farmer's wife, remember? And he jumps out of there, and he takes off running, and she's chasing him. He's like, you can't catch me. But the fool, he got down the road, and he decided to cross the river, and the fox was going to take him across the river. And he said, just jump on my back, and I'll take you across. He that hath an ear, can you hear what I'm telling you? Because the next thing The next thing the fox said was, I can't carry you back there. Jump up here on my nose. And then all of a sudden there was a gulp. It didn't matter how fast old Gingerbread could run. He was going down. Can't be like the gingerbread man. Can't start jumping. Well, I'll go here. Well, maybe we could put up with this. Well, maybe we could put up with that. No. No, we can't. No. Well, maybe we could give a little way. After all, I do need to protect my job. No. No, church. No, 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 no. You're going to have to stand up for what you believe. Yeah, but people are hurting my feelings. Maybe I'll just back off. Don't back off. Listen, 1987, I started believing the word of faith. We took the heat. I don't know that it's ever cooled off. And I still believe it, and I'm not backing down. I hang around with those preachers who have airplanes.
Glory to God. Thank God.
And once or twice a year, they get persecuted for having the airplanes. And then just a couple of days ago, that one man with that airplane brought home 5,000 people from Afghanistan. So don't talk to me about preachers with airplanes. Because the people I hang around with know what to do with them. And now they're shipping out to go to Louisiana to do things. I'm telling you, you're going to have to stand up for who you are. So you have a lot of practice if you've been Word and Faith. You really have a lot of practice if you've been a woman preacher. Amen. So don't be the gingerbread man. I've heard good Christians say that all good Christians follow leaders. Well, it depends on the Kool-Aid they're serving. If it's Bible, yes, I'll drink that. If it's Constitution, yes, I'll drink that. Amen. And then the last thing that I want to say to you is find out what the Bible really says. What does the Bible really say? Well, find out. We're all finding out what the Constitution says. We've been taking the classes. Glory to God. Find out what your rights are. Stay with it. You're going to win. And you're going to win if you'll think with God. And don't slip off and just go passionate nuts and all kinds of stuff. Just stay on the plane. Just stay on the course. And you're going to win. Amen? If you want to know what God will do, just look at what he's done. You're going to find provision, prosperity, and favor. Because that's what every bit of this is about. Amen?